This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Good morning, Lee.
Good morning, Tara.
All right, Trump goes to war. I'm calling it World War Hemisphere.
Mm-hmm.
For our hemisphere.
Yep.
What an incredible thing. I heard somebody say this the other day, somebody commentator. What an incredible thing for the first time in honestly most of our adult lifetimes to watch the president actually fight for America, the one thing that we were not allowed to do, as our hemisphere was increasingly dominated by Iran, Russia, China, and their narco-terrorist minions, finally fighting for America, the thing that is considered so gauche and so incredibly embarrassing at all the right wine and cheese parties in the swamp.
Yes.
Yeah. But he's doing it, and they're going to scream bloody murder. In particular, you are going to hear absolute gnashing of teeth today, screaming, yelling, shrieking by Democrats over the seizure of this oil tanker.
And a few Republicans.
Yeah. Compromised or paid, one of the two. Or they were always Democrats, but ran in a place where they, you know, couldn't win if they weren't Republicans. They're not Americans. That we know. I'll tell you this, not in spirit anyway. Let me tell you why. Okay. Why are we going to hear shrieking? And this is going to sound strange to you. Why are they going to care, these Democrats, a couple of Republicans, but mostly Democrats, about the seizure of this oil tanker? You're going to watch them go wild over this. In fact, they already are. Mark Warner is screaming and yelling over it. Never mind. It was carrying sanctioned oil, legally sanctioned. This is, by the way, not something Trump came up with.
Right.
Not something Trump even did. This oil was sanctioned under Joe Biden. So here's what happens, okay? What you're looking at, and this is why they go scream, the Democrat narco-terrorist Venezuela-Iran nexus trafficking network. What Trump is doing, and I've explained this the whole time, he is disassembling Democrat networks. That is what Venezuela is about. By the way, he threatened the president of Colombia, a true thug, who suggested, by the way, low-key suggested a couple weeks ago that Trump be assassinated.
Oh, yeah. I mean, there's even a
yeah, no condemnation by Democrats of that, by the way. They're on board, I guess. I mean, they had nothing to say about it. They were cool. There was a time in America, Lee, a time when, I mean, you know, even 40, 50 years ago, if the head of a country threatened to assassinate Donald Trump, Democrats and Republicans would have spoken out about it, condemned that country. You couldn't just threaten to kill the president of the United States. Iran does it every couple of months now.
Well, that just simply makes them sound like a Democrat candidate.
Well, see, that's the thing. And why are Democrats going to scream? Because this is why these networks have to be disassembled and that oil tanker had to be stopped. Because that narco terror, illegally trafficked oil, it goes from Venezuela to Iran, and then it loops back into Democrat Party activities on U.S. soil. When you see an oil tanker going from Venezuela to Iran, and you know Joe Biden allowed it over and over and over and over and over and over and over.
Yeah, this tanker had been sanctioned for years.
Yeah, this particular tanker, okay, so it's not something Trump came up with, okay? That some of that cut of that money ends up paying for Democrat Party street thug activities. Do not take my word for it. Take John Kirby's. He was the spokes hack for Joe Biden. Here he is admitting to a crime, okay? You allow your street funds to comfort the funds for your protests, Democrat Party protests on the streets, your street thugs come from Iran. You have to understand all of this to understand what Trump is doing.
We've said ourselves, the director of national intelligence came out publicly and said that we do know that Iran has been funding and encouraging some of the protest activity here in the United States. Some of it. We do not believe that all the protest activity out there on a daily basis is being fully funded by Iran.
Yeah, so I mean, it's not all of it. It's not all of it. He was talking at the time, Lee, about Democrats thugging out in the street against Jews marching side by side with Hamas, people in the kafayas, right? Why? Iran paid for it. That is illegal. We are enemies on our soil in partnership with the Democrat Party. Process that. And that is why, that is why he is breaking these networks down. He is breaking the nexus, the terror nexus between Democrats and our enemies. Now, remember what Joe Biden did. $300 billion in frozen assets from this illegal trade, right? Not only did Joe Biden not seize the oil tanker and stop the Democrat narco-terrorist Iran nexus, he blew the hell out of their nuclear reactors. Notice Democrats screamed about that. He not only stopped the shipping, he refroze the funds from the shipping. Why did Democrats unfreeze the funds? So they could get a cut of it to fund their street activities, their anti-American street activities. We have a party marching in the streets with our enemies. And listen to the casualness with which Joe Biden's spokesperson admits it. Yeah, we're with Iran. So when you hear absolute gnashing of teeth and screaming today, they want their money. Who's going to pay for the street thuggery, Lee? I guess we'll have to rely more on China.
Yeah.
Because remember, they were funding the LA street thuggery. This is a war. This is a war. They're in the streets. This is why you saw Gavin Newsom roll out the red carpet, roll up the homeless and stash him somewhere. So his leader, his actual leader, Xi Jinping, wouldn't be offended. They paid for and gave out Chinese flags so people could wave them in the street to greet Xi. I don't mean to yell, but this is not Trump interfering. This is, we have got to stop the Democrat Party, half of America, from merging with our worst enemies and ruling us on our soil. And that starts with securing the hemisphere. That is what he is doing. When Maduro gives a speech to Trump and says, "Don't hurt me, bro. Don't hurt me, bro. I didn't want to send Trende Aragua. Biden made me, and I can prove it. Check the Colombian safe houses that the FBI," he said it multiple times, "that the FBI ran Trende Aragua through as they snuck him into America. Check him." And then what happened after he made that speech? The reward for him doubled. Trump administration loved to get their hands on him without killing him. Trust me. on that. I want to get my hands on him without killing him. I want to know all about this Democrat trafficking network. Now, do you understand what's going on here? But see, they can't say this on TV because they'll paint, the media will paint Trump as a conspiracy theorist. But I don't have to. I just use Joe Biden's spokesperson's own words. So that is the fight. This is a actual fight using the U.S. military against combined Democrat, Venezuela, Iran assets. And that is why you will watch them go wild. There are billions at stake funding Democrat street activities here. They all profit off of it.
And actually puts teeth to sanctions, something that Democrats always want to do so that they can say they've done something.
Yes.
Because it's symbolism over substance.
And so this is for the, this is the U.S. saying, no, we have sanctioned this oil. You have to meet our conditions. Democrats in Congress have gone along, have been in support of this, did not do anything about it. Trump didn't come up with it. And guess what? Now we're going to put some teeth in this. Like you just said, we're going to stop this tanker. You're going to learn. Just because you partner with the Democrats and funnel a cut back to them for their street thugs, their anti-Jewish street thugs, doesn't mean you get to traffic oil anymore. And when you look at the nexus here with the Chinese, we're not just securing the enemy from, you know, our hemisphere from these enemies. We're securing our hemisphere from these enemies who are merging with the Democrat Party. Let me tell you how dangerous this is, okay? Remember those two troops who died from Georgia? Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
They're on a base in Syria. Drone flies right in, kills them. That was Iranian-backed drone. It's one of their proxies. Well, we were well over 100 catastrophic brain injuries for our troops at that point. No retaliation from Joe Biden. Why? Why? Well, because of the Iranian money coming in. The billions. You just heard John Kirby. Take it up with him. I just report the news. So when our troops get blown away and get catastrophic brain injuries in Syria, Joe Biden shrugs his shoulders because he doesn't want to mess with the billions coming in for the Dems. Now we got two troops from Georgia dead. Well, he's got to retaliate. Now it's embarrassing, right? It's getting a little obvious what's going on here. So we're talking about Americans hurt and killed, Lee. It's not theoretical. Hurt and killed in the war between the Democrats and our enemies. But then I repeat myself. Because they are literally physically in league. So what does Joe Biden do? I will never forget this interview. The head of the proxy group who had done the drone bombing, because they got so bold, they'd just fly right into our bases. This is why I don't want my little girl in the military. I cannot trust that Democrats will come back into power. I keep telling her, you want to fight for somebody? You want to fight? You want to go Fallujah? You want to be shot at? Go to damn Chicago. You know what it's like in my house right now. Anyway, no, I think it's great she wants to join the military. I don't think she understands what this, the military is wonderful, but the swamp, oh my gosh, the swamp under Democrats is terrifying. So what Joe Biden did, do you remember what he did? He gave 2 days notice before he hit one of the, not even the headquarters, one of the buildings used by the proxy group. So much time, they not only moved out, the guy, the leader, did an interview on Al Jazeera saying, I'm okay, don't worry about me. I've moved out. And then he blew up an empty building in retaliation for the murder of two of our troops. Under Democrats. You can't serve in our military under Democrats. They will let our enemies kill you. That's the nexus he's fighting. He just can't say it. So I will. Good. Take the hemisphere back. Let them scream. We got 3 years. I don't care if we go into the 30% approval rate. We're going to take this country the hell back. And the hemisphere. Because you can't take this country back without the hemisphere. And Lee, finally our military fighting where it should be. Yep. On our border in a militarized zone.
Yep.
I was actually talking to my daughter about that yesterday. I said, now that is actually a place worth serving. That is the first time I can remember in decades that our military has been used to protect an actual American interest. I haven't seen that in so long. I don't even know. Our military is to protect foreign interest. Till now, I love what he's doing in California. Oh my gosh, I'm fired up. And by the way, this is all good news, okay? If I sound mad, it's because what we did in the past. What is going on now is exactly what needs to happen. And you know how you could tell is not your friends in the Republican Party, the Democrat Party, whoever screams about it today. I mean you, Rand Paul, you. Yeah, that's right. Okay, I'll explain the militarized zone coming up next.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again, but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Absolute war, and they do not care. They do not care what Democrats think. And that's how it should be. One of my liberal trolls writes, take the oil, Trump. You know what? That's a great idea. We should take the oil. No, we should. They're in violation. It's ours. I wonder if this American company could use an oil tanker. Just because Democrats didn't enforce these sanctions because they were too busy taking money from Iran for their street protest doesn't mean we shouldn't talk like Americans. Because they don't. Again, there's one clip you need to understand. And even Fox News can't understand this, okay? They're trying, because they're not very good at news. But I watch them, so I know what you're taking in. They're trying. They keep quoting the Wall Street Journal. Go, why is Trump got 25% of our naval assets menacing Venezuela? I don't know, because of their nexus with China, Iran, and the Democrats. Because the head of their military intelligence agency just wrote a letter to Trump explaining how the election fraud works and how they're behind it in their software. Oh, you didn't hear about that. Yeah, he did. He's in a federal prison. He encouraged Trump to go full war on Venezuela. He says he set up the software. It's been used to steal American elections, not all of them, but some, as well as elections all over the world, including in Europe. Some of those weird elections, you know, where the right was polling really high and people wanted to be free were polling really high. And then weirdly socialist won. Strange. Somebody should look into it. But that's not what it's about. I mean, it is, but it's not. This is about breaking the back of the Democrat, Iran, Venezuela, communist China nexus in our hemisphere. I've explained that till I'm blue in the face. I'll let Ken Paxton explain it again because he explains it so well. This was him at the height of the Biden administrations. We're being totally invaded over the open border. and Ken Paxton saying, look, these cartels and the Democrats, they're building these networks that are meant to survive beyond them. Trump is disassembling them. Here we go.
They're taking federal law and dismantling it. And he's making up his own rules as we go that allow the cartels to gain a foothold, a really strong foothold in the United States, not just in my state, but really across the, they're building a network across the country so that they can keep doing this well after Biden's gone.
The network got so strong that we need the military to break the back of it. So one of the things I am so excited, I am beside myself. The Trump administration just announced its plans to militarize basically the rest of the border. Large swaths of the California-Mexican border, in part, they need to do this, of the Canadian border. Military zones. Yes. 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 Finally, we have the use of the American military to protect Americans from Democrats and their narco-terrorist friends. We have got to stop the merger of this party with these cartels, or it's going to be Claudia Sheinbaum here. Oh, did you run against a Democrat? Too bad you're dead. Did you get executed on a Facebook live stream? Yeah, that just happened in Mexico. They will kill you for running against their candidates. That's coming here. That is what we are fighting. And Trump clearly understands it. And that is why the military is necessary. I want to tell you about this particular section of the border. 13,000 crossings a day, on average, under Chairman Ho. Joe Biden. I should use his Chinese title because it makes a lot more sense that way. The move places long remaining stretches of the border under the supervision of nearby military bases, empowering U.S. troops to detain people who enter the country illegally. So, by the way, CBS, full grief. Say, why do we need to do this? It's not fair. Trump's already got crossings down to zero, and oh, he can't get our voters and our drugs and our child sex slaves over. We can't do it. Actually tweeting this last night. Oh my gosh. Not understanding what, but Trump's already secured the border. It ain't ever secure enough from you people. We deserve to be safe. Folks, did you see what happened yesterday? Nebraska. Fuck. A guy who headed a kill squad in Honduras, a kill squad that executed the son of the former Honduran president and three of his friends. He's wanted for murder. Full stop. So what does he do? He knows who will protect the Democrats. So he comes right over that border. Head of a kill squad, an assassination team. Oh, it gets better. He turns himself in. He's wanted by Interpol for four homicides. What does the Biden administration do? It's just one example. Now, that is a guy we could work with. You interested in killing any Republicans? In the future, I mean, not now. Cool. Welcome to America. Hey, here's your Obama phone. Here is Kamala Harris's best-selling book, because you know they give that to every illegal at the border in a little baggie. And then you need a plane ticket? Oh, okay, you want a plane ticket to Nebraska? Sure, here, have one. Yeah. George Bush and Bill Clinton raised the money for it. It's free. Oh, but some of it paid for by the American taxpayer. You're thinking you're wanted by Interpol for four murders, but you can't get on a plane in America. Yeah, you can. They put him on a plane. Flew him to Nebraska. He changed his mind, decided he'd feel more comfortable in California. It was more Democrat there. What's the punchline? You want to laugh? You want to understand what we're fighting with the military? He goes into a California DMV. Wanted for Interpol. By Interpol. Four murders. High profile. And we're talking about the son of a president of Honduras. And gets a driver's license in his own name. In his own name. Doesn't even hide it. He didn't go to Europe, did he? No. I mean, those people are crazy, don't get me wrong. He didn't go to Europe, did he? He came here into the loving arms of Gavin Newsom and Joe Biden. That's what we're fighting. That's why we just had to militarize the border. Democrats are worst enemies of all. cartels just taking advantage.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Whatever you do, do not get a COVID vaccine. It doesn't matter what your doctor says. Slow walk back on COVID shots, which kill, which maim, which give cancer, which cause neurological damage. We've known that on this show from the beginning. It wasn't a hard thing to know, even with the FBI's censorship of the symptoms that the shot causes and death. You could still figure it out by going on places like Gab, where doctors weren't gagged. The world's foremost virologists, by the way, Stanford, Oxford, silenced by FBI thugs, censors, and Anthony Fauci. But now the walk back has begun, and it's fascinating because it's not just me anymore. No, 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 it's the FDA and the Atlantic, a liberal publication. I'll get to that in a minute. It started, I don't know if you were paying attention, the media's really downplayed this, with an incredible admission from the FDA. The shot has killed children. The shot has killed children. Now, the admission wasn't for you. It was never supposed to get outside of the FDA. It was written by their top virologist who, what is the word I'm looking for? Regulate shots. Admitting in a memo that circulated, somebody leaked. I guess there's one person in the FDA is not okay with dead kids. I was kind of hoping for two, but whatever. He wrote at least 10 children were killed by the COVID shot, and the number is likely much, much higher. The reason it's likely much higher is because they only did a small sample, right? So they didn't survey everybody. At least 10 dead kids, but number likely much, much higher. Because there is a pharma commercial on every break, just about every form of media, you won't be hearing much about this today, which is a shame because there's more dead people. Headline, FDA expands probe into COVID vaccine-related deaths to include adults. Oh, good. Yeah, they're looking into the, you know, trying to get a handle on how many more dead kids we're talking about here. So it starts with the investigation of the deaths of the 10 children who died after receiving the shot. Now they're saying, you know, it might have killed some adults too. You think? In September, the FDA initiated an intensive investigation of the deaths of children. As of August 28th, this is what kicked off that investigation in September, there were 38,773 reports of deaths from the COVID shot filed with VAERS. That is more than every other vaccine we've ever given combined over 40 years. That's among all age groups. Now, you got to understand, somewhere between 2 and 10% of vaccine deaths are reported to VAERS. You see the problem there if the number is 38,000. It's going to be worse with this shot because doctors were told it can't kill. Well, but how do you know that? It wasn't trialed. It was approved under emergency use authorization. See, I know a lot about vaccines because I won an AP Investigative Reporter Award years ago. I wrote about vaccine trials. Average length of a trial, 7 years. Many go to 14 or 15. That's because we kill a lot of people in the beginning with shots. I mean, we do. We have for years. That's why we do the trials in India and Africa, places like that where no one sees the dead kids. And I wrote about the morality of that. You were the dead kids. We are the dead. These are the dead kids. Except something much more horrific is going on here. This is an mRNA shot. We've never used mRNA technology before. So we not only killed a normal number of people that we would kill during a trial, it's just normally they're poor brown people, so nobody cares, but we also murdered Americans with a new technology whose developer even warned us, don't use mRNA technology. The reason it's been on the shelf for years, it's really dangerous. We haven't figured out how to use it without really hurting people. And we went, ah, we'll use that. Yeah, that'll be great. And we'll just have the FBI censor everything about it. Yeah, it'll work out. 38,000 people are dead. Anyway, the FDA quietly just admitted, Bloomberg just reported, they're expanding their death investigation to adults on account of, hey, if it killed kids, it might have killed adults too. Cool. Panic is ensuing. And that's why you have this related story. Representative Haley Stevens, a Democrat, of course, filed articles of impeachment against U.S. Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr., accusing him of abuse of authority and undermining public health. Who was it who had to have the 10-year criminal pardon? Who was that again? By Joe Biden. Let me go. Oh, Anthony Fauci. Yeah, him. She file anything about him? No? Okay, good. So she's pro-murder. Great. Anthony Fauci had to have a full security team and a government armored vehicle. That's why does he have a security team? Well, when 38,000 people are killed with your shot, family members get upset. So Biden knew he needed a security team to, you know, survive going to places like the grocery store. I can't believe this is happening in America. Representative Haley Stevens today filed articles of impeachment against U.S. Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. What is it? This is panic, panic, panic. He's telling the truth about their shots. He's doing the investigations nobody else will do, including asking, hey, the Hep B shot's kind of dangerous. Why are we giving it to babies? They don't use drugs or have illicit sex. Why we give the COVID vaccine to children? COVID was no more deadly in children than the flu. Well, why did they need that? Yeah, that's why he's got to go. And folks, we can save so many lives if the Democrats don't get elected. I never thought I'd see this, by the way. Like in the beginning of my career, I'm not that old. Democrats were fighting the pharmaceutical companies. They were asking questions about injuries. That's why RFK is the leader of this. He is a Democrat. He was a Democrat. Might still be a Democrat. I don't know. He's the only one who's just still true to the cause. All these years later, he won't let these big pharma companies silence him no matter how much money they try to ram down Democrats' throats. Children's Health Defense, which is RFK's nonprofit, Children's Health Defense CEO Mary Holland called the move a pathetic partisan attempt by a member of the Vaccine Confederacy to silence RFK and discredit him. Why right now? It's kind of embarrassing when we've got dead children and now they're looking at the dead adults and yeah. But at least we can speak of it now. There's no FBI censors anymore. So that's good. Don't take that shot. And folks, I'm passionate about this. You can hear the venom in my voice. I am convinced my dad got turbo cancer from that shot. And God, he survived it. But I'm convinced of it. He was perfectly healthy in January when his eye was checked. 6 months later, he's got a rapidly spreading cancer. Shot. He took two of them. So I feel like I personally witnessed this in my life, and I'm really glad my dad's still alive. But I'm not going to forget that for the rest of my life. And here's why we are in a hurry. Do you realize there are currently five mRNA vaccines in trial? One of them's for cancer, which is hilarious. It would even give you more cancer. The other four for RSV and the flu. They want to hit babies with this stuff. They want to hit kids with this stuff. They want to hit the elderly going for their flu shot every year with mRNA, thinking nobody will ask, is it mRNA? They'll just say, I get the flu shot every year, and they get poisoned. We've got to stop the shot before Democrats retake the House and impeach RFK so the murder can continue. We cannot allow those shots to be approved. We can't. I wish somebody could explain this to Donald Trump. I mean, just like give him a briefing or something before he takes another COVID shot and drops dead. I mean, I'm just saying, he took one a few weeks ago and I swear it scrambled his brain. Which, by the way, happens to them. My sister observed it with my dad when she got her shots. He said it literally changes your personality and it does brain damage. I mean, it slows you down, it messes you up. You could see that happening with Trump. He seems to have recovered a little from that shot. I hope he doesn't take another one. There was a time when the mainstream media would go wild on even the most credentialed virologist, Oxford, Stanford, places I'll never get into, for suggesting the shot was dangerous. In fact, the guy who cured AIDS won the Nobel for it. Tried to warn us before he died. Shot was deadly. He died alone, broken, and humiliated. And now the media is beginning to admit he was right. What media? Liberal media. The liberal media walk back on, oh, the shot might actually kill you, has begun with The Atlantic. Headline, I can't believe I'm actually seeing this. I waited so long for this. Headline, in the liberal Atlantic, did a famous doctor's COVID shot make his cancer worse? A lifelong promoter of vaccines suspects he might be the rare, unfortunate exception. That's how they do this. Well, it might have been one or two. Or it might just be like 10 dead kids. Well, okay, now we admit it could be hundreds. Yeah, oh, and we're going to start looking at adults too, the FDA says, because we think they might be dead from the shot. How many? 30 of them. How many? 30 of them. How many? 38,000, at least. Probably more. It's happening, folks. On September 22 of last year, Michael Goldman, a Belgian immunologist and one of Europe's best-known champions in medical research, promoter of the COVID shot, walked into a clinic near his house, rolled up his sleeve, and had a booster shot delivered to his arm. He knew he'd need it more than most. He already had cancer, but they caught it early. It was in the beginning stages. So he said, you know, he knew the chemo would weaken his immune system, which it does. So he got the COVID shot. And then he got another. Within weeks, the cancer had gone turbo. Had completely infiltrated the other side of his body. This is The Atlantic, folks. It's not us. The Atlantic admits he began to have, seeing this as a doctor, a very uncomfortable feeling that the COVID shot might have done this to him. Good. We're on to something. We're on to something. This is what it takes. I mean, I hate to be that way. I don't wish ill on anyone, but this is a man who pushed the shot on innocent people. Should have known better. Serge's bushy eyebrows furrowed as he spoke with Michael, his brother, who's also a doctor. After having seen the scans, I'll always remember his face. It was just incredible. The picture showed a brand new barrage of cancer lesions. So many spots, it looked like someone had set off fireworks inside Michael's body. I know, my dad went through this. Not at that level. He went from zero to turbo cancer in just a few months. When Michael's hematologist saw the scan, she told him to report directly to the nearest hospital pharmacy. He'd have to start steroids pills right away. Michael felt a gnawing worry that his COVID booster shot had somehow made him sicker. But he didn't tell anyone, because you really couldn't during that era. And they went right on taking him.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.